These three agree in one. Don't say they are one. It says these three agree in one. All right? And then it says if we receive the witness of men, see, the witness of God is what? Greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his what? Son. And look what he says. It's powerful. He that believeth on the... Now you can understand what he's talking about. If the Son just isn't one person, and then if you believe on the Son, you get to be grafted in. So it don't really matter. If you want to think, well, did I come by blood and water, or I just come by water? Well, it really don't matter, because if you will believe on... See, there's got to be... Now, what happens is, even if you came by water only, that God has to send a Son of God across your what? Path. When he sends the Son of God across your path, if you believe on that Son of God, then you're grafted in the tree. Does that make sense? You're grafted in the tree. And then what starts flowing through you? The life. The life which is what? The words of what? God. That comes from what? The Son of God. You see? And once you keep eating that tree, the words flow into you enough, and then what starts sprouting up in you? A tree of life. And then you become a mature Son of God. And as people start eating off your tree, are drinking your blood. Ah, now we understand what Jesus was talking about when he said, whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath life in them. But whosoever does not eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath no life in them. Praise God. Amen. So he says, he that believeth on the Son of God hath witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And where did that record come? That record came from what? Alpha. All the way from the beginning. Praise God. And this is that record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his what? Son. He that hath the Son hath life. Y'all see that? Or what you could say it like this. He that hath the Son hath the blood of God. Y'all catching it now? He that hath the He that hath the Son hath the body of God. The blood of God. The words of God. Y'all see it now? The Spirit of God. He that hath not the Son hath not what? Life. Don't have it. So it's just a case of whether you have it or you don't. And what is this? I'm going to show you. The blood. See, between the communication, going back to our main pieces, right? Oh, let me go. Let's go back, and then I'll bring this in. Yes, thank you, Father. He's helping me, y'all. He's helping me. He's helping me. He's helping me. Because he knows me. He knows me. He's got to help me. He's got to help me. All right, go back to Genesis 1 now. Go back to Genesis 1. All right. So, these waters, so let's read verse 2. Now, man, see that, just that little thing we just took right then? Now, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. That's just a whole nother deal, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all see how that, do you see how that, I mean, just think about this. We're at verse 2 here. Do you see how a lifetime can be spent? You understand what I'm saying? And people just read the Bible. Like, you see what I'm saying? It's like it's a novel or something. a magazine. Alright. Now, let me give you the definition of water, just straight out of Hebrew. Now, don't get offended, because if you want to check it out, get you a concordance, and you'll see it says this. Alright. It says water. It says figuratively, juice. This is very key, too, about juice, because one definition of blood is what?
Juice.
Grape juice, actually. See? One definition of blood is actually the juice of the grape. Okay. Very key. Alright. So one definition is juice by one definition is urine. Okay. One is semen. That's the one that's key. Semen. Alright. One is piss. One is wasting, watering, course, flood, or spring. Alright. The key one is semen though. Semen is the seed. And in that seed is what? The faces of the what? People. So now you understand it. So for the first time in this realm, God decides to move on the water by His what? Blood, which is the Spirit. Y'all see it? Because He didn't do it at first. Or He did it and it failed and He did it again. So, going back, you say, well, how do you get the Spirit's blood again? Remember, the words I speak, they're Spirit. And they are what? Life. So you got that right there. You got to make a, you got to imprint this that Spirit, life, and blood can be interchanged. Spirit, life, and blood, and the Word, and the Word, His Word. It's like an equation. You see it? Word, like algebra. Alright? So, like, Word, His Word, He said the words I speak, so not any word, the ones He speaks. He said the words I speak, they're Spirit and they are life, and then when life is in the blood. So, those things can be interchanged. So when it says the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, the face of the seamen, okay, the Word moved upon the face of the water. Of the semen, of the what? The people that are born of what? Water. You see it? The blood moved. The Word moved. The Spirit moved. You see it? And what did, when the Spirit moved, which is the Word, which is the blood, what? How did it move? The Spirit, the blood, what? Spoke. The Spirit, the blood, the Word spoke. And what did the Spirit, the blood, and the Word say? Let there be light. This is the last piece I'm going to go over tonight because so your brain don't explode. But you see, so it says, let there be light. Okay, now let's find out what light is though. Alright, let's find out what light is. Alright. So, light being illumination. Luminary in every sense, including lighting and happiness. See? Bright, clear. Light, lighting, morning, sun. Light of day, light of heavenly. Daybreak, dawn, morning light. Daylight, lighting. Look at this. Now, this is a big one. There's a light of lamp, but the key one here is light of life. Light of life. That's the actual definition of the light. Light of life. Now, let's stop for a second. Let's go take a little journey back again to John, because this John guy's got a lot of revelation. This John guy's owned some stuff. He says, light of life, alright? So go to John chapter 8, John chapter 8. Now, this is the story of Jesus, and the woman is caught in what? Adultery. See, now, it's funny, we're going to get into that maybe, I don't know, maybe not tonight. But this is a parable here, because this woman is caught in adultery represents what? The church. Because when a woman's caught in adultery, she's taken on, because in the natural, when a woman sleeps with a man, there's blood exchange and water and semen. All three of those things are exchanged. Let me understand what I'm saying. All right. Okay, great key. So if she commits adultery with another man, she's taking on what? She's taking on blood from him, semen from him, and water from him. You see? So convert that to spirit, what we just learned. So the church taking on what? What's the blood? The words that aren't God. The water and the semen is words that are not of God. Because they're not what? Alpha blood. They're not innocent words. They're not innocent words. Y'all catching in? Now, we're going to get deep into that part in Proverbs, and you can understand what God's trying to say. He's not talking about the hooker that's hanging out on the corner. He's talking about the church that's on the corner. Don't listen to what's coming out of there, because she's enticing. She's coming in saying, she's drawing, her lips are sweet as honey. What she's saying, religion, is sweet as honey. And in the end of her is, oh, katadamai, she is death. He's talking about denominations. He's not talking about the hooker on the street. Praise God. Oh my goodness. He says, "And come out of her." Okay, so this woman is caught in adultery. I'm not going to get into that part yet because I'm going to try to stay on course. Look at verse 12. She's caught in adultery. He says, he that has no sin, see, cast the first what? Stone. All right. And it says, from the eldest to the youngest, they all walked away, right? And then he says, woman, where art thou what? Accusers. And she said, no man, Lord. And he says, well, neither do I accuse you. Wait. Neither do I accuse you, because I'm the innocent blood. I'm the words of what? Innocence. So the words of innocence cannot what? Accuse. Oh, hallelujah. How do you know if someone's in what family or not? By the fruit that comes off their what? Tree. Now you understand what he's saying. He's saying, you shall know them by their what? Fruit. You shall know them by the words that's coming out of their mouth. Are they innocent words? Are they words of accusation? Hallelujah. Alright. Now, verse 12 is what I want to get to. After this, he says to her, go and sin no more. Neither do I accuse you, go and sin no more. Alright, condemn thee, go and sin no more. Verse 12. Then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Alright, I am the light of the world. Now, let's stop. See, we can't, see, that's why when we read this stuff like that, you just can't, well, I'm the light of the world. Well, go back, he says, this blood, this spirit, this word said, let there be what? Light. And then he says, I am the light of the world. So, now this is powerful. So put this together, right? So if he says, I am the light of this world, I am the light of this world, right? And then the spirit, the blood, you see, the spirit, the blood, said, the word said, let there be light. So this is what he's saying. He's actually, I'm a manifestation. So he's saying, right, he's declaring right here, I'm the man, I'm the manifestation of when the blood, the word, and the spirit said, let there be light. I'm the manifestation of that light. That's what he's saying. Y'all see what I'm saying? He said, I am that. I am the manifestation of that light when they spoke. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And then this is what he says now. This is powerful. This is powerful. Now, he's saying this light, that you could be the light too. Well, hang on, see? He says that, I am the light of the world. Look, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Look at this. But shall have the light of life. I told you one of the exact definitions of light in Genesis chapter 1 there, verse 3, is light of life. And he says, if you'll follow him, you shall have the light of life. Hallelujah. Woo! See, when God gave me this message and gave me this, what I have now, this is exactly what happened. This is 2011. God had put me through all kinds of tests and everything to see if I guess Paul said, you know, there is a being counted worthy thing. How many believe that? I mean, Paul said, I pray that you be counted worthy. Okay? I don't know all it means exactly, but, you know, there's a testing that goes on. And anyway, so I went through all this testing, and man, it was rough. And I but anyway, I had this one last test I had to pass. It was hard. I was over here praying all night. And God spoke to me to do this thing. And I look back on that, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I did it. Oh, man, he spoke this to me and he said, do this. And I said, I'm not going to do it. Now, you got to understand, now, at this time of my life, I wasn't one to argue with God too much. I'd already went through, and I'd come to learn to listen to God. But this particular thing that he was asking, you don't understand how hard it was. You don't understand you can feel the anointing when I say it. Oh my God. It was like ripping my heart out and just tearing it to pieces and spitting it back on me. Basically. And knowing that God did that to me on purpose, that He did it. And for me to let it go, and then do what He says do. I mean, it was hard, y'all. It was very hard. I'm telling y'all. It was hard. But anyway. He gave me the grace to do it. So I argued with him though a little while. I said, I'm not going to do it. I said, I wasn't going to do it for a while. And he kept on. He said, I said, do it. I said, I'm not doing it. And so it went back for a while. But anyway, good thing I was praying all night. Before the end of the night, he won. And so I sat down and I did what he says. And he told me there was a second part of it. I had to do this and then do another part of it. And there's phases to the thing that I had to do. Well, anyway, I completed it. Once I completed the task, it took me about a month or so to complete all of it. Once I completed the task, then all of a sudden I was at my mom's and I was just in a conversation with her and the angel of the Lord manifested to me and he says, you gotta leave. You gotta go now. And I'm like, well, I can't go now. I had all this stuff. Actually, I was supposed to perform a wedding, which was Anthony and Brittany's wedding. And I told him I would do it. And he said I was supposed to do it the next week. He said, and the angel said, you got to leave now. And I was like, well, I got this. I was telling him, I got this, I got that. You know how we do. I got this, I got that. And he's like, no, you got to leave now. And he said, you cannot leave no later than, this is what he said, you cannot leave no later than the 18th, January the 18th. And I don't even remember. When did y'all get married? 21st, see? True story. So, I'm like, man. I said, this is what he told me. The angel said this. He said, we're to go away and receive the light of life. That's what he told me. Now, at the time he told me this, I didn't know all the stuff I'm telling y'all now. I didn't know none of all this. I didn't even know there was a light of life in the Bible. I'm serious. I didn't. I'd read over that how you just read things. Like I said, you know, didn't dawn on me. I mean, or click or whatever. All right. So I told everybody, I said, I don't know, I gotta go away. You know, I gotta go get the light of life. Sounds cool, gotta go get the light of life.
Cool or crazy?
Yeah, well, it's both. So I had one service, last service on Wednesday night. I did that. I told that angel, I said, I gotta do this funeral. He said, okay, because the funeral was on the 18th, it was in the morning. So I went to the funeral in the morning and I left that funeral and I went away. And I was gone for a month. And during that time is when he began to, they'd been giving me pieces of this for years, but I didn't know it. God been giving me, pieces like I'm giving you tonight of the puzzle, but I didn't know it. But when I went away there, the Lord, through an angel, began to put this thing together for me. Okay? And I came away changed completely. Not the same person. Completely. My whole message changed. Everything changed. Everything. See, when you get this revelation, you will change. Everything will change. Hallelujah. Everything. Now, when I came back, all hell broke loose eventually. Because this revelation will also, what it will do is, and I'll show it to you, this revelation will destroy everything in your life that is not of God. And that means if people don't want to get the program, they'll be gone too. Y'all understand this? I'll show you. Nothing that's not of God can hang around this revelation. Because I'm going to show you too, the blood is also the fire of God. The blood is His Spirit. It's His Word. It's His understanding. And His understanding brings a consuming fire. One of the last keys I want to give you tonight is the blood is understanding. It's God's understanding. You're saved by God's understanding. You understand that? Because His understanding comes through His what? Word. Through the relationship of you and Him having a relationship together and Him communicating to you by His Word, which begins to give you His understanding. His understanding is His life. And by His life, which is His blood, which is His understanding, which is His Word, you are saved. But that false woman puts off a different understanding, a different word, a different blood. See, this is hints. Listen, let me show you something. I'll show you real quick. All right? So that's light of life. Let me take another little side trip real quick. Go to Revelations. Alright, I hear you, Lord. Just slow down. He said you get excited.
Amen.
Go to Revelations chapter 14. Now you can understand what this means. Revelations chapter 14 says, verse 1, it says, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, with him 144,000, having the Father's name written in their foreheads. I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters. It said, and as that voice of a great thunder, I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000. See, only them had the understanding, which were redeemed from what? Earth, from the earth. Verse 4, this is the scripture. Look at this. Now you understand what this is talking about. These are they which were not defiled with women. That's what that means. Yes, they weren't defiled by the denominations. I got one wow and one that's what that means. And it's not a popular teaching. Because the denominations are dominating. Just look at their name. Denomination. It's not a good thing. Bondage. They're dominating people through their domination. That's why they're a denomination. Amen. I'll say it. Amen.
Amen.
And that, what do? It, they pollute the people. They contaminate the people. See, what happens is most people, oh no, all people, not most people, I'm sorry, forgive me, Lord. All people that are really saved can only be saved by the real blood, which is the real voice of God. You understand what I'm saying? And those people, then they go look for the family of God. And then they run into that woman on the street. And they get sucked up in by her smooth words. And then what happens? Now the blood gets what? Contaminated by what's inside. Y'all see it? And they don't know because they're just trying to, what, find the family. You see. And then they get trapped into a web. But how many knows? I told you there's a great exodus coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know what? And God, the fire, is a refiner.
Yes.
And it can refine the blood that has been what? Polluted.
Hallelujah.
Amen? Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Yes, sir. Well, it's not by coincidence that, see, this area, you know, the oil industry right now, like we said, is the prices are going down and all that. But the main area, the reason why this area in times past wasn't so prosperous actually for producing the oil until here lately. It's been doing that here lately. But it's been known not for the producing of the oil that's been prosperous. It's the refining of the oil. So it's not by chance that he would raise some people up in this area to refine the real oil. Hallelujah. Refine the blood. The spirit is the oil. Say, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's one of the things that's used, you know, oil, water, the different things are used to describe. Alright, but you can see, that's what it means here. So it don't mean that these people won't never have slept with a woman in the natural. It has nothing to do with that. So you got these people go around and say there's literally this 144,000 people and that they haven't never slept with a woman in the natural and there's gonna be, no, that's not what he's talking about. See, that's too easy. That's not what he hid. You see. Okay. So, you got the, you know, those people that come knock on your door and tell you that, don't tell them this. That'll run them off. Or convert them one or the other. Okay, so go back to Genesis 1 and then we go through some of the scriptures and we'll wrap this up for tonight because I don't want to. Now, in between, as we go on this, you can see this is an in-depth study. All right, so you're going to have to do homework in between services, you know, to keep up. So, in other words, you know, homework is just, you know, mainly going back over what was said. You know, you're hearing it now, but you go back over it. You go back and look at these scriptures. You pray with God on your own. Because here's the key: is that you can listen to God through me, but you can't get this unless He gives it to you in your one-on-one time. I'm telling you, you can't have what I have unless you get it from Him in your one-on-one time. I can't give it to you. You understand? He's very jealous.
Hallelujah.
And I don't want to touch it. I don't want to mess with that. I'll leave that alone. Hallelujah. All right. So it has to come. Now, I mean, it's coming. I'm like a help, basically. I help and I stir it up and I point you, and it's Him through me does that. But the really how you get it, you catch it, and it's yours, and then nobody can take it away from you, that's got to be you in the private time. What people make the mistake is they'll hear me, and then they'll be excited about it, and they'll go tell people, and they haven't got God to give them what I've given, and then people start coming up with this different things or whatever, and then they start backing. They get talked out of it. And they never even after they get talked out of it, they never search it out. You see? They're just listening to people instead of... You see what I'm saying? You gotta put the time in, y'all. There's no getting around putting the time in. There's no getting around. There's no shortcuts to this. None. Y'all feel the Spirit bear witness to what I'm saying. There is, he said, make that very, very clear. There is no shortcuts to this whatsoever. None. Zero. No. Okay. Now, going back, so, let's look at this. So, God said, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be this light of life, this understanding of what life really is. That's it. You see? And what did he say? And he says, and there was this understanding of what life really was. And then what happened? And then, see, but there was also some other understanding. He says, and God saw that light, and that was good, but God divided that understanding from this other understanding. Y'all see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, there's the division thing. And this is the two trees. So the two trees are missing long before we get into the trees. See, there's the two trees right there. One is the tree of darkness. One is the tree of light. One is the family of God that has the blood of God, which is the innocent word of God, which produces His understanding, which produces His what? Life. And then the other can be anything else. It's just not of God. It's not the words of God. It's not the life of God. It's not from God. Amen. Alright? And then he says this. He says, and God called the light day. Now this word day, alright, it means literally, sunrise to sunset. Okay? And it's also figuratively. Now that's, literally, it's from sunrise to sunset, or from one sunset to the next is what it means literally. It says figuratively, it's a space of time defined by an associated term, often used as an adverb as age. Okay? So, this is very key. 7 days, seven what? Ages. Bam. All right? Okay? Y'all see it? And so on. It says also means continually, daily. Also can be like now, two days. Also, this is interesting, elder. Mm-hmm. Also, evening plus forever. Also, lasting. Also, full life. Outlived. Also, perpetual, presently, remaineth, required. Season, sense, space, process of time, whole age, full year. I'm just giving you some of them. Younger. Y'all can see, just this one word, see. One word. You just sit there and spend days. One word. Alright. Look at this one. Also, this is powerful. Also can mean a day's journey. I like that. Now remember, so if a day, the day you eat of this tree, you shall surely die. The day you eat of this tree, you shall surely die. A day with the Lord is 1,000 years with men. 1,000 years with men is a day with the Lord. A journey. A journey. Enoch walked with God and was no more. Hallelujah. What does that mean? It means he tapped into the what? The blood. And that part of him that was no what? That was no more. He became part of the what? The tree that was from the what? The beginning. Enoch walked with God. He journeyed with God. He traveled with God and was no more. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says he called that light day and he called the darkness what? Night. Oh boy, here we go. Night of gloom. Look at this one. Protective shadow. Adversity. A twist. A twist away of the light. Well, that's the truth, huh? What does that mean? Twisting the truth. So night means to take the truth and twist it. Hallelujah. What does that woman do? She twists the truth. Ooh, boy. So don't pollute yourself with it. You see? We're doing a house thing because, you know, my wife's moving in and everything. I was looking at them books over there. I got a bookshelf. And I was looking. I was like, I'm going to throw all them books away. All these preachers. Throw all of them away. Just chunk them in the trash. Serious, man. Whew. Gives me the jibbies. Hibby jibbies. Huh? Y'all did that?
Yeah,
just chunk them all away. I'm not putting them back there so anybody can read them either. Then you take all those back there to see anybody throw them in the trash too.
I'm not throwing a lot of them away.
That's where they need to be. Man. So he says he called the darkness night, and it says in the evening and the morning were the first day. Now this is what I want to get as we wrap this up. I'll just touch on this and you can do a little more study on it yourself. God, there's so much to this, but look at Job. Go to Job 26:12 real quick. Job 26:12. I gotta stop saying that. Yes, Lord. Don't go there quick. Job 26:12. Because one thing you learn in life, this is when you dwell in life, which you dwell in the blood, which you dwell in what? That's dwelling in the Word of God, which is the blood of God, which is the Spirit of God, which is the life of God. There is no death and there is no time running out. Does that make you understand what I'm saying? When you dwell in life, nothing's running out. It's when you don't dwell in life that everything runs out. Amen? People that dwell in death are always worrying about the end. Just think about that. People in life know that if there's an end, it's just a new... different. So all them preachers on TV preaching all that stuff, the end, prepare, you're going to feel, the end. Yeah. You know where they're dwelling. You see. I mean, you can be prepared for something, but I'm going to prepare. I understand that end is a new beginning. You understand what I'm saying? So, but they talk as like it's the end of, it's over. Oh my God, we got to prepare, it's going to be over. What's going to be over? Hopefully your mindset's going to be over. That's what. So you stop spreading your death. Because what is that? What is it? It's fear. It's just fear. Fear. And what does that bring? Torment. Fear hath what? Torment. Man, I'm glad. I grew up under all that stuff, man. It's just terrible. Terrible. All right. It says, Job 26, verse 12, it says, He that divideth the sea with his power, look at this, and by understanding he smiteth through the proud. Now that gives a whole other understanding. I just told you the blood is also understanding. So, think about it. When he told told Moses and the children of Israel to put blood on the doorpost represented this right here. This is the door to the body. You understand? To put the blood on the doorpost is to put it on your ears and your mouth. You understand what I'm saying? And when death saw the blood, you see, when death comes knocking and you got that understanding, you're marked. Because this is another reason I'm going to get into another definition, which I probably should go ahead and see and show you that it also means mark. All right. So when death sees understanding, God's understanding. When death sees God's understanding, it has to pass over wherever God's understanding is housed. Dwells, abides. Hallelujah. So now you understand. So, the blood, though, smiteth the proud. God's understanding is His blood. His blood is His understanding. The blood smiteth the proud. So who was smitten? Everyone, everyone's child, everyone's firstborn that did not have the blood on the house. The blood, death smited that child. You understand this?
Making sense
now. Now this is powerful. Even though Moses and them had no understanding. But because they did it out of what? See, that's why I told y'all, some people believe on a Son of God that's preaching, you're saved by the blood, and they think it's natural blood. And just because they believe on it, they really still don't have no understanding, but they believe it by what? Faith, they're still saved. They're covered for a while, yeah, until they can give them time to get understanding. Because they're basically covered by the blood, they're not yet saved by the blood. Because it's just like with Moses, in him, they had no understanding, but he brought them out of death, hell, and the grave, which is the world, which is Egypt. He brought them out and brought them into the wilderness to give them what? Understanding, but some of them still died there. Most of them did. Because having faith in it don't save you. That covers you to give you time to get understanding. Understanding seals you. Which saves you. You're locked. Cannot be taken out. Impossible. That's why he said, if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. But it's not possible because they have the blood. They have the understanding. And when you have the understanding, it's impossible to be deceived by that false woman. Hallelujah. Watch what happens with this teaching. I'm going to tell you something. Just in the natural, watch what happens to our website. I will make a prophecy, which is a prediction. Watch. Even the numbers that go to our website will start beginning to get a lot more than they are now. Because God is going to draw people from all over the world to that website, even without us doing advertising, to hear this message of understanding on what the blood really is. Watch. I guarantee you. God is very interested in letting people hear this. Very interesting. Because why? He paid a high price so this understanding could come available in this what world. The price that He paid is He come Himself. That's a high price. I can't imagine. I mean, from where He comes from. And He came into this mess. Oh my gosh. Listen, if you ever, it's kind of like this, man. I mean, just in the natural. If you ever had something Everyone here came tonight by a car, whether you own it or drive it, but you came by a car. No one walked here tonight. Well, you know, it's cold out there, right? Well, it's like, just in the natural, this really isn't a good comparison, but this will help you understand. In the natural, you came by car. Well, now walk home without the car. What? See, God had all this in the place, had something we don't even know what He has in that place where He comes from. And He had to let it go to come in this mess to try to give us His understanding. We don't understand the humility. Now, in a sense, it's one thing to have to walk home because you don't have the car. It's another thing because you leave the car sitting in the parking lot and walk home in this weather because you're trying to help somebody else understand something. You get what I'm saying? You know, maybe we ought to do something like that sometimes. That'll help you, help you understand the price that was paid. Look at Job 28:28. This also would tell you what the blood is. Because this tells you another more what understanding is. See how all this, it stacks. It's just like he says, line upon line, precept upon precept. A little here, a little there. Job 28:28 says this, "And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." Look at that. To depart from evil is the blood. Now, let me put it like this. See, the truth is like this. If you don't have the blood, you can't depart from evil. It's impossible. It's impossible. If you don't have God's understanding, you cannot depart from evil. It's impossible. You can't be saved because you can't depart from evil. And what's going to happen? You're going to get smitten. Smitten by what? Evil. Which is going to bring what? Death. The wages of sin is death. A carnal mind is death. See? So that's why natural blood didn't save us, because natural blood is carnal. Hallelujah. The natural blood that was being poured out was just displaying what they could not what? See. Just like, oh my kata shidia babashi. Just like Paul was talking about. He said, everything that cannot be seen is clearly seen by everything that is made that is seen, basically. So when they're sitting there looking, and he pierces Jesus in the side with that big spear, and look what comes out? Blood and water. What comes out? What did it come out of? His side. We'll have to get into that. Oh, I just get excited because we'll just have to go on. Because then you go back to the beginning when it says he took a rib out of Adam. Oh, wait. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see? Hallelujah. So what came out of Jesus on that cross? A new woman. Woo! A woman that had what? Innocent words. Innocent blood. Because that other woman got corrupt. And she's still roaming around. And she's still telling you, come in, come in. Yeah. Hallelujah. Woo, my goodness. All right, let's look at a couple more. Look at Job 38:4. Job 38:4. Look at this. This is so powerful. God, this is powerful. Job 38:4. Oh. See, he's asking Job, Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast the blood. Hallelujah. Woo! My God, that makes me want to run around this thing. Man, why don't you declare it if thou hast... Of course, he had the blood. He had the blood, y'all. My God. God's trying to... What is he doing? He's trying to stir him up. Job 38:4 says, where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. What's understanding is the blood. Hallelujah. So anyone, now catch this now, anyone who has the blood was there. Hallelujah. Okay, look at verse 36. Now, in the natural, a heart does what? What's the only use of a heart? So what's the use of a spiritual heart? Help me out. Pumps understanding.
Amen.
Y'all got to get this, huh? Pumps understanding. So the seed is sown in the what? The heart. And the seed... In the seed is the life, is in the seed. And that life is the what? The blood, which is the
understanding.
There you go. Y'all see how it is? It's powerful, isn't it? Look, it says, who hath put wisdom in the inward parts, or who hath given understanding to the heart? Who hath given the blood to the heart? 36, same chapter. Job 38:36. Y'all see that? So the heart has no use without blood in the natural, right? And a spiritual heart has no, there's no use for it if it don't have understanding. Who gives understanding to the heart? Hallelujah. He does. Praise God. I just wanted to show you how this is all, it's all connected, see. He talks about understanding in the heart. Well, it, in the natural, you know, the blood and the heart are connected, see? So it proves right there that the blood is under, proves the blood's understanding, see? Y'all see, it's pretty neat how, when you, this is how you can study the Bible. This is how it works. It's pretty neat, huh? Okay, look at Psalms 119. 119, this is a long one here. It's got a bunch of verses. Longest chapter in the Bible, if you didn't know. So if a scholar comes up to you and says, if somebody comes up to you and thinks they're a scholar of the Bible, ask them what the longest chapter is in the Bible. If they don't know it's 119, tell them they're not a scholar. Psalms 119, looking at verse 130. It says, look at this, the entrance, hallelujah, look, whoa, entrance. The entrance of thy words giveth light. There it is. Look at that. And it giveth understanding unto the what? The simple. Hallelujah. So it shows you that, he says, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life, and those words are life, and they are what? The light of life, right here. And they're the light of life because they giveth understanding. And they're the blood, because life is in the blood. So it all goes together. All goes together. Look at Psalms 119:144. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. Give me your blood and I shall live. Hallelujah. Y'all see it now? Give me your word and I shall live. You see it? So again, This all proves the words I speak, they're spirit and they are life. And then he's saying, if you give me understanding, I'll live. So showing that again, understanding is life. God's understanding is God's life. So all that just proves it, just, you know, it's just everywhere. So once you see it, once you, like, it's neat because it's like once he unlocks one thing, you just start seeing it. Start seeing it everywhere. So. Psalms 147, verse 5. Psalms 147, verse 5. Great is our Lord, look at this, and of great power, look at this, His understanding is infinite. Oh, wait, His blood is infinite. Praise God. See, so what does that mean? If His understanding is infinite, that means His understanding is His blood. His blood is infinite. And if His blood is infinite, then what's going to happen to everything? I told you, everything is going to be saved. Why? Because His blood is infinite. Because what does that mean? He's going to figure out a way to save all His creation. Because he's gonna come up with the understanding to do it. Woo, y'all catching there? Well, in there. That's powerful. I'll shut it down there. That's powerful. That's what it means. So he tried to say, he was coming up with a way to save in the Old Testament, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But he's like, well, this isn't fully gonna do it. But he kept bring more
understanding.
See? Drawing a picture, man. How many learned something tonight?
Amen. Hallelujah.
I told you it's going to be powerful, y'all.
Yeah, that was
good. Going to be powerful. We're not even, we're just scratching the surface on this thing. Then once we start getting it, just keeps unfolding. Yeah, got a lot of time. It might go past though. I don't know. I'm not in a hurry, so I'm not in a hurry anymore. So I was in a hurry when I was living in death, listening to that other woman. She'll make you get in a hurry, because every time you come, she's always talking about the end. I grew up, my God, all I heard. The end. The end, huh? It's relative. How many understand that? You go to certain parts of the world and try to tell them that the end, that the apocalypse didn't come. Because they think the apocalypse is happening right now. I mean, things are relative. You understand what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, you should listen. In the relationship with God, which is the communion with God, then you have that relationship, and then He talks to you, and if He tells you to prepare for something, then you need to what?
Prepare.
You need to prepare for it. But let everything, the key is, if God tells you to prepare for something, you're not going to be panicking. And you're not going to, you're not going to be in fear and caught up in all that kind of stuff. So, anyway. Like a lot of these people, it's sad, they have a lot of stuff, and they fear, they carry guns around with them all the time, and it's sad because that they're in a state of, I was in that. I mean, I've been in that, you're paranoia, and it's just, how many believe it's tormented? How many believe they're tormented? I used to be in that state, man. It's not no fun. It's not fun at all. And that's what religion brings. Religion brings fear. And fear hath torment. And last time I checked, torment is hell. Because hell is darkness and it's twisting the truth. That's what brings the fear. The fear twists it. Is there an end of the world coming? Yes, the end of the world means age. And the end of the age is we're in the middle of it. I mean, we're in transition of it right now. But is that the end? No, it's a new beginning. It's actually greater because it's birthing in. The end of the age is bringing in a greater grace. Now, can there be some hard times and certain things? Sure, but it's still you have happiness because you know that this is coming to an end and birthing in something what?
New,
greater, better. You see what I'm saying? So you can't go around and dread, and you know, when you have the real understanding. So, you know, and it's just sad that people, I mean, but see, when you go teach this in the past, I'm going to say this because I'm going to stop saying that it's current because the grace is breaking through. So I'm not going to put it in the present. I'm going to put it in the past. In times past, people only understood fear. And that's why those guys can get up there and do that, and it works because people understand what? Fear. And then they respond to that fear. And in times past, when you taught faith, people didn't understand faith, and they won't respond to faith. They respond to fear. And it works because they use the greatest weapon that anybody has ever used against everybody to pull their life from them. Money represents people's life in the natural. Let me believe that. Okay? So when you use fear on them, you can suck their life from them. Because they'll pay anything to save their flesh. You see what I'm saying? And that's what they do. So you create, the government knows this. When the government wants to do something with people, they create fear in the people. So when they create fear, then they can go get people to jump on board with their control. You see? So where did they learn that? The devil. Satan's the one that figured that out. Alright? So, I mean, you know, so anyway, but just leave that, you know, pray, we're going to pray for those people even now, but, you know, leave those people alone. If they don't want to, you know, leave them alone, because the reason that is what I'm saying is, if you want to try to give them the life and they don't want to listen to that, you need to leave them alone. Because it said God separated the light from the darkness. And you can't, listen, God, you can't think that you can mix around with death and come out clean. If you hang around it long enough, it's gonna, you know, you ain't gonna come out clean. You understand what I'm saying? So, just like death can't come into light and stay death. You see, if it keeps hanging around light, it's gonna transform. It's gonna, you know, so, anyway, people, that's what I'm just saying. I'm not trying to, you know, you're not mean to people or anything, but, I'll get into that when it talks about understanding. It warns, he says, people that have understanding don't hang around fools. Alright? They don't hang around fools. Because they won't have understanding for long if they keep hanging around fools. You see? So, fools that hang around people with understanding won't stay fools long. So, that's what it means to mix the blood. You see, I had to stop.